Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The 7 Slight Edge Secrets of Success, The 7 Master Habits of Success from Self-Development Master Jeff Olson, author of The Ultimate Success Manual, The Slight Edge, which is an absolute mandatory reading for anyone aspiring to succeed at any endeavor or maintain and surpass the success level that they have already achieved. Here's what the book looks like. Classic, classic. Gotta get yourself a copy. And if you follow these 7 habits of success, your success is virtually inevitable. Nay, 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 I say. It is absolutely guaranteed, because the Slight Edge Principle is the ultimate blueprint of success. And these keys of success are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do, which is why most people are struggling in their lives rather than succeeding in life. So if you're driven and committed to making your dreams come true, then enjoy this video and podcast, The 7 Slight Edge Secrets of Success. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success and joy and freedom. In my videos, articles, books, and podcasts, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction. And you can find lots and lots of supportive goodies at my website at zakiron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of your reality and create the abundance and freedom you desire. And if you'd like to get yourself a free copy of my book, audio, and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction to Easily and Quickly Create and Attract Your Dreams and Desires into Reality, go to top10secrets.info. That's top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. The 7 Slight Edge Secrets of Success, the 7 Master Habits to Guarantee Your Success and Freedom. All right, here we go. Habit number 1, show up. That means make a bloody decision, all right, I commit to that decision, and then take action. Or in the classic Nike theme, just do it. Don't think about it. Don't ponder about it. Don't have meetings about it. Just do it. Take action. There were 3 frogs on a lily pad. One decided to jump off. How many frogs are left? If you said 2, you got it wrong. And that's where most people go wrong. There's still 3 frogs on the lily pad because the frog didn't actually jump off. He just decided to jump off. But after that decision, you got to get off your lazy ass and do something about it. Take action. So show up. All right, habit number 2. Be consistent. That means you show up every single day without fail. I don't need to go any more into that one. That's pretty self-explanatory. Show up every freaking day. Do what you need to do every single day. All right, habit number 3. Have a positive outlook. That means starting your day right every day, with an hour of power, doing meditations, affirmations, going over your goals, dream building, etc. So that is show up every day with a positive outlook. All right. Habit number 4. Be committed for the long haul. So that's show up every day with a positive outlook forever. Not just for a week or a month or a year and then slacking off and being an idiot again, but every single day, showing up every single day with a positive outlook every single day, doing your success rituals every single day, your hour of power every day, starting your day right every day, every week and every year until death do you part. That means you never, ever give up. Or according to Malcolm Gladwell in his awesome book, Outliers, to master anything, you need to commit to 10,000 hours of practice. everybody who's really, really successful and has achieved an amazing amount of success and wealth, they have done 10,000 hours of practice to achieve it. They've shot 100,000 baskets. They've swung the bat 100,000 times. That means 8 hours a day, 5 days per week for 5 years, and then you're a master. But if you don't do that, if you slack off, you're not going to achieve that mastery, or it's going to take 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. All right, so where are we at? That's show up every day with a positive outlook, committed for the long term, and mastering something for 10,000 hours. All right, here we go. Habit number 5, classic Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich training. Cultivate a burning desire backed by faith. So to achieve your dreams, you must develop a burning desire for the achievement of it, but backed by an undoubting, unwavering, completely 100% committed faith that you absolutely 100% will achieve it. You do that with all of by capitalizing on all the other success principles in the slight edge and the compound effect and the habits of success and many zillions of other success books that all say the same thing. Do the daily success habits every single day that are in all these books, that are all the success trainers, that are all the wealthy, successful businessmen and so forth and businesswomen have done and continue to do, and that I talk about in all my videos and podcasts, and that's the rituals of success, doing them every day. Like meditating every day, doing affirmations every day, reading from an awesome book every day, 10 pages a day. All right, so that's show up consistently every day with a positive attitude, committed for the long haul, never giving up, with a burning desire, backed by faith that you will absolutely achieve your dreams, and your faith in your success carries you over any obstacles that you may encounter along your way. Your undying, unwavering faith carries you over the rapids. All right, habit number 6, be willing to pay the price. So what are you willing to pay for success? As you've seen from habits 1 through 5, the price of success is not $1 million. It's just small amounts spread over time. A book a month, a seminar every few months, 10 pages a day, 30 minutes of an audio every day, an audio book while you're driving, a marketing course per month. Or the price might be financial. The price you may need to pay is giving something up that is taking up valuable time, or you might have to pay for a book. You might have to pay for a seminar. You might have to take away from some valuable time away from your business, or you might have to sacrifice something that is taking away from your business and your success. You might have to give up something that is just basically wasting your time. But the cost of success is nothing compared to the painful cost of failure. So that's show up every day with a positive outlook for the long haul, with your burning desire for success and the faith you can achieve it, with the willingness to pay whatever the short-term cost is to achieve the long-term gain. All right, habit number 7, practice slight edge integrity. Slight edge integrity is doing what you said you would do even when no one is looking. It's self-inspired, self-motivated actions that no one knows you're doing but you. When you are your own boss, you better be a good one, which means you consistently and persistently do every little thing every single day that ensures your success and happiness. Whether you work for yourself or work for someone else, regardless, you are the boss of your own life. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. So, the habits for your inevitable success are: show up consistently with a positive outlook, prepared and committed to the long haul, cultivating a burning desire for the achievement of your dreams with cultivated faith that you can achieve them with the willingness and commitment to pay whatever price is necessary to achieve those dreams. Because the price of failure is a lot more expensive than the price of commitment. With the persistent, committed, self-motivated, inspired commitment to do those habits of success, even though no one is watching. So there you go. There's your blueprint of success. Follow these success habits and you will succeed and achieve your dreams. Disregard these habits of success and you will struggle your entire life and die with your dreams unfulfilled. Bum, 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 bum. What's more painful? A few inconveniences along the way, temporary inconveniences, maybe giving up some things that maybe you like doing, but maybe they're taking away from your success, or failing, bum, 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 bum. So these keys of success are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. So be diligent and create them, make them into habits in your life, just like eating and brushing your teeth. And over time, with the compound effect, your success, wealth, health, happiness, and freedom are absolutely 100% guaranteed. So I hope you enjoyed my video and podcast. And I recommend getting yourself a copy of The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Bum, 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 bum. Getting yourself a copy, a free copy of my Leaders Are Readers success book list. And reading a minimum of 10 pages a day, including your Poop Your Way to Success system, where you have a book in the toilet. Because even if you have no time today, any day to read, you got some time while you're on the dunny. That's Aussie for toilet. There will be a link for my success book list in this post or video. And I also recommend my free Success Rituals video and audio series at successrituals.info. That's successrituals.info. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering goodies at zakaran.com for your empowerment and help you achieve the freedom you desire, help you achieve your dreams. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and The Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info. My name is Zakaran and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life to unlimited heights of success to achieve the freedom you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!